In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome to this Dear DST episode of DST of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we are here and back. All right.
That's so where we are.
That is indeed where we are. Sammy, you are still in Colorado. How has been?
It's great. I am loving it out here. We got our internet fixed and that's all that really matters, as you know.
What was it like without internet?
Well, we didn't have power and we didn't have internet like at the same time for basically all day yesterday.
Did you like light like lanterns or something?
No, it was very bright, like because it was during the day. It was very bright. Like it didn't really matter for the light, but it did start to get cold. And I just sat around like on listening to podcasts all day. And I had like a 2-hour phone call with a friend. And that was like that took up like a lot of the time. And that was the whole thing. That was the day.
That's fun. Have you went skiing?
We've been skiing up a storm. I actually went skiing before work today.
Wow. Look at you getting outside.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, getting outside. It's crazy. I went for like an hour. At one point I did fall, and it was literally help, I've fallen and I can't get up situation.
Oh my God, why?
It was very steep. I couldn't like stand up. I had to actually take my skis off and then put them back, stand up and then put them back on. And then I was like, I'm done for the day.
I'm sadness.
Yeah, I'm sad now, but I'm getting better. And that was actually going to be my non-scale win, so I can just say it now.
Okay.
That I've gotten like much more fearless, as Taylor Swift would say, on the mountain.
Oh, good.
I am just about ready to do like a black diamond in Colorado. I'm like almost there.
Are you? That's amazing.
I am almost there. Like I did the hard blues, so we're close.
Did you go alone when you went this morning?
Okay, Bobby came. You went with Bobby. Bobby came for an hour, but he wasn't there when I fell. He had gone ahead of me.
So you had to like get yourself up and get your skis.
Yes. It took me 5 minutes. Like, I'm not kidding. I was panting. Like, I was like, I might die here. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that is. But that's amazing. You got up. You went back down the mountain. Different from an experience that we all had when we were younger. And so that's awesome.
Right. Also, it feels good to be working out and like moving my muscles and like getting my heart rate up for any amount of time.
Skiing is such an amazing way to do that because it's fun. It really is so
it's
fun.
Right. And you get the lift in between. It's like doing intervals.
It's hit.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's a thrill too. And your heart rate's going up, not because of like just, you know, the fact that you're
not because of anxiety.
Working. No, but not the fact because it's working, but you're like excited. So it's awesome.
It doesn't feel like a workout other than when you fall and are trying to like.
Hell, I've fallen. No, I really want to go skiing again, but I can't.
Next year,
I'm going to go.
We can do. I really just want to get a house out here. We're not going to, but I wish. And if I do, you can come do it.
Maybe in your future.
That's what we're hoping. Maybe one day. But okay, so that was my non-skill win. Do you want to do yours or do we want to read the...
Well, I don't really have one except my only win really is the fact that I was really nervous to share my pregnancy news. And when I did, that is my win. I was so fucking nervous. Like my heart, when I was like, can you press the share button with me? Like I'm too scared to put this out into the open. I'm so sensitive and so superstitious. And I was like, I just don't want to tell anyone ever. And we did it because I felt like it would make me have a sense of relief. And it really did. I feel like I can kind of talk about it now. So that was my win.
Right. Do you feel like you have like a load off in the sense that like now you don't have to like feel weird if you are, I mean, I guess it's, you're alone in the pandemic, so it's not the same, but like, you don't have to like make excuses for stuff or like worry about slipping.
Yeah, totally. You know, if you have a secret is the biggest form of like stress or like guilt. Like, yeah. I don't like to lie and I don't like to keep secrets. So I, it was just.
Well, you didn't lie. You're not lying.
It is kind of.
Not lying.
I just like.
Lying has like malintent behind it.
No, I know. Deception.
It's protective. You're being protective of yourself. No, there's a difference between. I guess I must have heard this on a podcast. Maybe it was You Up. That there's just a difference between privacy and secrecy. Privacy is healthy. Everyone is entitled to privacy.
I agree.
And secrecy is like underhanded. Secrecy and lying are underhanded.
100%. I know that. I am a private person. And that's also why I was like so nervous to share. I was like, not everybody needs to know my whole life. And I was like, here I am sharing like the biggest, scariest news. And so I also feel bad because it's like, I mostly felt bad for like the DST, like the podcast, because it's like I share so much with like our audience and you guys who are listening. And I felt like I wanted to tell you, like I was excited, but I also felt bad that I couldn't. So it was like,
well, now they
crazy
know
thing, but exactly. So I feel
really they know a lot of information.
If you listen to the Sunday's episode, you know about the miracle of Hanukkah, end of life. All right. Should we read a listener's non-scale win?
Yeah. Hi, ladies. Love the pod. Wanted to drop a quick email and let you guys know that after listening to you talk with Katie Serino, something in me clicked. Oh my gosh, she's like Eileen. She has the click, but otherwise.
Different.
I found a coat that I fell in love with online in December. I've always had bigger arms / shoulders, so dress coats have always been difficult. I really like this coat, so I figured I'd give it a shot. I was so excited to try on the coat, and like all the other dress coats I've tried on, it was just a little tight in the shoulder area, just enough to be uncomfortable and make me feel fat, big, blech. I have always loved lifting weights, and I knew my shoulders weren't going anywhere. I hung up my coat, and I tried not to think about it. After hearing y'all's episode with Katie, I tried the coat on. I felt the pull in my shoulders and remembered, clothes should be made to fit me. I shouldn't make myself smaller to fit this fucking coat. Like a madwoman, I grabbed a pair of scissors and made holes in the inner lining of the coat at the shoulders. The outer shell is stretchy, so now the coat is comfy and no one will be able to tell the difference, except me. So glad to have found your podcast. Thank you for making me feel better about my beautiful body. A coat cutting bitch.
That's great, actually.
Like, clever. Like, who even... No, that is such a smart idea. It's like, I thought she was going to be like, oh, and I returned the coat.
No, she made it work for her. This is awesome because she wasn't like, oh, I need, you know, when you buy something nice and you're like, I don't want to ruin it, but she, yeah. But what's the point of having it? If it doesn't fit you, it doesn't make you happy. So she cuts it and
now she has a great coat.
That's so amazing. And also recognizing the fact that this coat isn't cut to fit every single body. So you're cutting it to fit yours. And that's amazing.
That's great.
Real win.
Real win.
Coat cutting bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
Okay, let's do a Dear DST now. Okay, I'll read it. Hey, Sammy and Aileen. I just recently listened to Aileen's guest spot on the U Up Pod. Oh, guys, little plug. Go listen to the Valentine's Day episode of U Up. It is me on it. Okay, we talk about diets and dating. Aileen's guest spot on the U Up Pod and felt really inspired by the insight and how to tell someone you're seeing about your food issues. I feel more confident about that part, but that's skipping a step considering that I am still single. I've really taken time to work on myself. I've lost 50 pounds in the past year and I've really done so much work mentally on falling in love with me. So here's my issue. I've been on the apps before during the pandemic, but have never made it to a first date. A lot of this stems from the body issues I have that will probably always be in the back of my mind, aka what if I meet them in person and they think I'm a whale compared to my pictures? My friends tell me I look amazing and I've always have and swear my pictures accurately represent me. However, it's still always a nag in my mind. Any tips on getting over what I've started to call body imposter syndrome? What are your experiences with it and how do you snap yourself out of it? Imposter body bitch.
So that's an interesting question because I actually do think this is a common struggle that people have when they lose weight. They feel that that's not really their body. Mm-hmm. That I've definitely heard of that happening.
Like you feel disconnected from what you look like and you don't believe it in the mirror. And you feel like also it comes from like this fear. We talked about this actually on that episode, but you feel this like fear of gaining that weight back. So it's like, doesn't feel like you too. Also like it just, you're disconnected from like the identity of this like thinner person. So what do you think that she should do to quote unquote snap herself out of it?
I'm not even going to address your friends telling you you look amazing and always have because like ever, like if they don't, like, I don't know what kind of friends, whatever, but the fact that they swear that your pictures accurately represent you is like an important baseline fact because I feel like they wouldn't say that specifically. They might just be like, oh, you look amazing. Like that's like a casual thing people will say, but they're not going to be like, I promise that these are accurate. Mm-hmm. If that's not true. Okay. So like you have a data point of like fact.
But also if you don't trust your friends, you think they're just being nice. You could, if you were wanted to put yourself through this, pick your harshest critic, often our moms, and you can ask them that. If you wanted to put yourself through that, I wouldn't.
I don't know if that's going to help her imposter syndrome. I think it's going to, that will almost function in like a body checking sort of way. Like,
isn't that what she's doing?
She is, but I'm saying like by asking someone who's going to be harsher on you, you're like, I don't think you're going to believe it more.
I'm going to be honest though. That is what she's looking for. She's looking for, I've been there. She's looking for someone to say, if you were to do maybe not this picture, maybe if you were to show that honesty is sort of what she's looking for. She needs to feel grounded in the fact that, oh, maybe I don't look this, you know, it's like a fucked up mind game.
But what if she's the one who's not seeing it.
Well, then if you pick your harshest critic and they're like, you look, that's exactly it, then you know to trust them.
But do you think that that's like ultimately healthy to be like looking for someone who you know is judgmental?
No, none of this is technically healthy.
Right, right. Okay. So yeah. What she needs, she's not going to believe that she needs to work on the imposter syndrome and becoming connected with this new body that she has, because like no amount of outside promises or feedback or like whatever is going to actually help you if you don't really believe it internally. Like no one's going to say it and you're going to be like, you're right.
100%. No, I know. That's what I was saying. Like our advice for her to like kind of double check with people is like not the, that's like the short term route. That's going to fix your problems in the immediate so that you can get yourself out there. But the long term,
then she's going to be like, oh, well, I ate a lot today. So today I don't look like my picture. I can't go on the date. It will just lead to another problem.
I know. It's so true.
What you have to figure out is, and I wish I could like, how to work on your body imposter syndrome.
So how do you work on it?
I don't know. I don't know how you work on that. Like I don't know. Maybe there's something with like mind body connection type exercises you can do that make you feel more attuned to the body that you are physically in, so that like over time, if you repeat them over and over, it might actually sink in like, no, this is me. Like this is me. It's not like this thing that's in my head. This body is the body.
But because right now you're focusing so much on the perception of you, like what others, how others see you, what you look like in a picture, what this guy or girl is going to see when they go on a first date with you. Like it's all about the external. So the focus should come back to the internal and also realize, okay, you losing 50 pounds has no change on your, kid ourselves here. You are just as worthy to date 50 pounds ago as you are today. You are not more worthy of a date today. Sorry, but you are not. So I think having that kind of like realization and saying like, this didn't change who I like, if I deserve a partner or not, I am still just as deserving of a partner. And I'm still just as deserving as somebody to treat me well. So it's sort of like remembering that, like disconnecting your worth to your image can also be a good practice to have. And I think doing some like mind body stuff and being more grateful for the body, maybe be appreciative of the work you put in to do it. But again, just remember that it has no bearing on whether or not you are a success or a failure, because the fear of gaining that weight back is real. I've been there and that is real. And you, if that does happen, you immediately feel like a failure, and then you immediately feel like you're not worthy of love and you feel rejected. And you guys have heard this spiel. So I would just really work on like disconnecting those two things, even though it is amazing. Like you know, you set yourself to lose weight. It's amazing. You lost 50 pounds. That's an achievement. But again, it doesn't change your worth. So break those up and you won't feel like when you go on a date that guy is constantly, or girl is constantly judging you on what you look like. Although, I mean, people are like, they're being superficial, but they're not like, oh, this girl, her arm isn't exactly the size I want it to. You know, it's never like that. If you listen to You Up, you know that that's true. So like, I hope this helps.
Yeah. I think the self-worth thing is a really good point, because if you can internalize that 50, that any weight is worthy of a date, then it doesn't matter if you...
That is so sweet.
Okay, well, we can put it on something. Any weight is worthy of a date. It's like, if you can internalize that reality, then it won't matter if you look bloated one day, or if you gain some back, or if you lose some. That is really the key, is like decoupling these things. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really good advice.
Well, aren't we just good at giving advice, man?
Yeah.
If you guys want us to give you some of this amazing advice, no, I'm just kidding. But if you do want us to answer your questions, email us dst@betches.com. If you want to follow us, follow Sammy at Sammy, Aileen at Aileen, and at Diet Starts Tomorrow. And we are always with you
through thick and thin.
Betches.